here at the 2019 PSEU Member Forum in Austin, Texas. Texas's capital.
It is.
And this place, I tell you, this place is growing. Every time I come here, there's something brand new. This building, like, right across the street. I don't know if that was there 2 years ago.
I agree.
It's huge. But anyway, we're having a great time here. We are here with Pulse's very own Marie Brodigam. Marie, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
Good. Welcome to the studio lounge here at PSCU's member forum. How's the show going for you so far?
It's been great.
Yeah?
This is a fantastic format to be able to meet with so many people from the credit union industry and learn. I was just up in the session listening to Chuck, and it's very, very enlightening what's going on in our industry today, and to stay on top of that and informed, I'm sure all of the members that are here are very grateful and have the current industry knowledge right at their fingertips.
And I heard there was record turnout this year, so I mean, it's a crowded show this year, so which is a good thing.
Yeah.
So it means business is being done and things are moving forward, and that's always a good thing, for sure. And speaking of that, give us a quick overview of Pulse. What are you guys all about?
Pulse is a PIN debit network that's been in the industry for 35 years plus. I was just questioning the number because I thought it was 40.
And we give or take a couple of years.
Just a couple of years, and that's true. So, yes, we've been around in the PIN debit network for a number of years, and we are one of the, I guess, last standing that is strictly in the debit business for PIN. Otherwise, it's owned by a processor, or you know, that it's either a processor for the banks and credit unions or from the merchant side.
Right on. So what do you guys want to accomplish here? What are some of your goals? Obviously, get some new business, network, all that type of stuff. But what are some other goals that you have here?
Really build relationship. We're a company that really puts our differentiator out there as being focused on our customer relationships and to build those out. So when we are looking at going up against our competition, oftentimes we'll get asked, how are you different? Interchange is interchange in many respects, and we'll get asked, well, what sets you aside? And I have to say, it's our customer relationships that we build and our customer service. So and I hear it over and over again as we're talking to clients, existing members or new members that we're trying to earn their business, that they're wanting customer service. That's where...
Well, it goes hand in hand with what credit unions do best. You
it
know,
is.
Serve the
was
folks out there.
Seeing that up on the wall as well.
Oh, yeah. We do that very, very well. Hey, talk about the I don't say the quote, but the saying, delivering better economics. Can you expand on that? This is something that you guys
Definitely.
Are...
Definitely. As I said, we're one of the last standing as far as the PIN networks that are owned by a processor, which means it puts us in a unique situation that we're able to maintain higher interchange and keep our costs low by working with those merchants and making sure that we're negotiating pricing. It's not, we're more issuer-centric, I would say, than the others can be, because they're having to work both sides of the fence, so to speak. So.
Alrighty. And so your signature credit and debit card product competes with Visa and MasterCard. So tell us more about this.
Well, really, you know, today we're here with PSCU as a PIN network, as Pulse. And we do have the offering of Discover Debit as well. Discover, as you maybe see, I have, you know, lapel pin and so forth, that Discover does own Pulse, has for the last 15 years. And we did bring to the market a debit product, Discover Debit, to compete with Visa and MasterCard. That is a product that we're really building awareness on right now. You'll talk to several of the members here, and they're not aware that they have a third option against Visa and MasterCard. It's creating awareness. The economics are super surrounding the program, because it's an all-in program, which is very different from our others as far as who we're competing against. And the interchange is phenomenal. So it's something for our credit unions to take a look at. Put us in the mix and learn more about.
Yeah,
so it's an awareness.
Definitely a good thing that you're here, so you can educate some folks out there. Options are good.
Options are very good
these days, especially with so many choices out there and the speed of business and technology, all that type of stuff. So
Yes. Options
are definitely good here. Hey, what is Pulse doing to help credit unions respond to all, speaking of the changes taking place in payments today? Because payments are going at light speed, so they're changing
light
by the
speed.
Second, it seems.
Yes, with the consolidation I've just listened to the presenters here that, you know, Fiserv is owning now the PSU First Data relationship, that I'm sure is, concerning to folks, but they're put at ease today, I think, with the presentation of those that were here, learning a little bit more about that. And Pulse is wanting to partner with those relationships as well. We always have. We're planning to continue that relationship, that we're an option in the mix. So it's going to be interesting. We're always at the forefront. And we're lucky to have a leadership with Discover as, leading in our flagship, because they have the resources to be able to put R&D and stay at the forefront of what's happening from innovation. The mobile wallets, the IRBs, we're on several of the committees that are looking at the faster payments or EMVCO. So very, very involved that we stay up in the industry and continue to still come back and provide the interchange and the lower costs in the industry. I think we're uniquely situated in the fact that, we're not looking at both sides of the fence and having to serve. So, meaning the merchant side versus the interchange that needs to come back to the card issuers and maintain those debit card programs, because that's getting tougher and tougher.
I totally understand. Anything else? Any other, getting back to the conference, any other expectations for the conference to kind of wrap up here? Or?
From the perspective of just meeting as many people as we can, getting the awareness factor out there to make sure that we're put into the mix as not only a PIN debit network, but also from a signature side on the Discover debit side. It's been fun talking with people so far. I can't wait to have another day and a half here to be able to...
I'd love to get some feedback from some of the folks like, oh, you guys can do that too.
It's fun to talk to them and create that awareness. Breakfast was interesting this morning
because
literally just sat with some random folks and had the chance to talk about both products that we have, the network and as well as the signature side, and it's enjoyable to be able to watch their eyes go, really? And I can't wait to do more of that while I'm here. So.
Indeed, an eyebrow raising moment for sure.
It is.
All right, well, cool stuff. Well, I look forward to some bigger and better things from you guys this year. And
we do too.
It's going to be, I think 2019 is going to be an interesting year. We're already, a quarter of the way through it. My gosh.
Right. And create partnerships. That's what we're here for.
Good stuff.
Create security and trust and build those relationships out.
Right on. All right, Marie. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I know you're busy, so thank you very much for taking time out to chat with us for a few minutes. Appreciate it.
Well
done.